Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 12, 12 to 17. Acts chapter 12, verse 12 to 17. When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You are out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said, and then he left for another place. My theme for reflection is when the miracle knocks, recognizing God at the door. When the miracle knocks, recognizing God at the door. A friend once told me about a little girl who got so excited at her birthday party that she forgot to open her own presents. She squealed, clapped, and danced, but left the gifts untouched. Something like that happens in Acts 12, 12 to 17. Peter, fresh from a miraculous escape from prison, is literally standing at the door of a prayer meeting, knocking, while the believers inside are too shocked to open it. It is one of the most delightfully human moments in all of Scripture. You can almost hear God chuckling. Inside the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark, the early Christians are doing what we all claim to do in hard times. They are praying earnestly. Peter is in prison. James has been executed, and persecution is spreading like wildfire. So the church gathers in fear and faith to plead for a miracle. And then, without warning, the miracle knocks. A servant girl named Rhoda answers. She hears Peter's voice, recognizes it, and overcome with joy, runs back to announce the news, leaving Peter still outside. "Peter is at the door," she cries. The others, who have been praying precisely for this, refuse to believe her. "You are out of your mind," they say. When she insists, they try to theologize it away. "It must be his angel." Meanwhile, Peter keeps knocking. There is humor here, yes, but also a quiet rebuke. The believers who were bold enough to pray were not ready for the very thing they prayed for. They believed in God's power in theory, but not in the immediacy of his intervention. Isn't that often our story too? We pray for change, but we brace for disappointment. We ask God to move, but we quietly assume the door will stay shut. Yet God's grace overrules our hesitation. He answers not because our faith is perfect, but because his mercy is. The miracle does not wait for flawless believers. It shows up in the middle of our confusion, our doubt, and our half-hearted belief. Miroslav Volf once wrote, "God's grace is not simply about forgiving the past. It is about breaking open the future." That is exactly what happens here. God breaks open Peter's prison, and through that act, cracks open the believer's imagination of what is possible. They learn that prayer is not just spiritual therapy. It is a participation in God's power to transform the world. But let us be honest. Many of us still find ourselves living between Peter's miracle and Rhoda's disbelief. We have seen too much suffering to be naive and too many disappointments to be fully expectant. And yet, Acts 12 reminds us that faith begins again every time we dare to open the door when hope knocks. So let me ask you, where have you been praying but quietly stopped expecting? Where have your words still risen to heaven but your heart has already settled for disappointment? Could it be that the miracle you once pleaded for is already standing at your door, knocking softly while you are still debating whether it is real? Maybe it is the longing for a child after years of waiting, when hope feels too fragile to hold, and every new month feels like another unanswered prayer. Or perhaps it is the quiet ache for peace in a home where misunderstanding has built invisible walls. Maybe you have been praying for reconciliation with a sibling, a parent, or an old friend, but pride, pain, or distance has made that door feel permanently closed. Or it could be your work life, showing up each day to a job that drains rather than fulfills you, while secretly wondering if God still sees your efforts or if he has forgotten the dreams he once placed in your heart. And what about those moments when your success has become someone else's resentment, when colleagues or peers, out of jealousy or insecurity, refuse to acknowledge your hard-won progress? You have prayed for peace in your spirit, yet you still find yourself wrestling with the sting of being misunderstood, misjudged, or maligned. Perhaps God has already begun the work of setting you free, but you have grown so accustomed to the rhythm of disappointment that you can't quite believe the chains have fallen. The question is not whether he is moving. It is whether you still have the courage to step into the freedom he has already prepared for you. The miracle might not always arrive with thunder and light. It may come quietly, like Peter knocking in the night, waiting for you to open the door. Will you? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what prayers in your life feel unanswered? And could it be that God has already begun to answer them in ways you haven't recognized yet? Number two, when has God surprised you by showing up in a way you did not expect? How did you respond? And now our practical exercise. Today, take a few minutes to recall one door in your life that you have stopped knocking on. Perhaps a relationship, a dream, or a prayer. Bring it before God again and ask for the courage to expect his movement and the openness to recognize it when it comes. God of open doors and unexpected mercies, thank you for hearing us even when our faith wavers. Forgive us for the times we have prayed without expecting or hoped without believing. Teach us to be like Rhoda, joyful, eager, and ready to recognize your voice. And when the miracle knocks, give us the courage to open the door. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.